how does the body respond to a high consciousness field?
Yeah, so some of our research on this, Carl, this is Clayton, is that the body will draw energy from the environment, of course. And that's why we notice when we go into a positive environment like a temple or even a well-run business is very positive, that we feel good. And when we go into a negative environment, obviously we feel the negativity. And that varies a little bit from person to person. So just to kind of go into a little more detail, if we our research indicates that about 65% of our energy comes from the air that we breathe. About 20% comes from the food, depending on the quality of the food. And about 15% comes from the magnetic forces of the earth. And so that's why it's recommended that if you can, depending on the climate and wherever you are, that you spend a little bit of your day outside with your feet in the grass because it grounds us and we get to receive the magnetism from the earth. That's why leather-soled shoes are suggested over rubber-soled shoes because rubber's an insulator. And that's one of the challenges that we have with sending people into space is that, you know, they get disconnected from the magnetic forces of the earth, which we've adapted to work with in our biology for, you know, millions of years.
So in this high consciousness field, you know, as we said before, the Hawkins map, each point upwards is 10 times more energy available. And in most cases, you know, from the standard normal field in, say, North America, it's around 420 on the Hawkins map. And then, you know, after our service, and you could do feng shui, there's lots of other ways to raise consciousness, you know, a lot of prayer and meditation. But with our service, it gets up to around 555 within a short time. So that's, you know, more than 120, 10 to the 120th power more energy available. So the body is absorbing, as Clayton said, from the air. So we're creating a high consciousness field creates an environment where there's so much more energy available to the body that the body is pulling that in and is now has resources that it may not have had before.
Right.
So we see that in a high consciousness field, the body starts to do healing projects using its own innate intelligence. It may not have had energy to do before. And one of the effects that we've seen in the high consciousness field that we create with some of the programs that we've added, which are enhancements, is sort of a continued flowing of energy through the body, those subtle energies recognized in Chinese medicine through the meridians, that to keep those flowing through the body and through any blocks that are there just helps, you know, feed the body and feed the organs with this subtle energy that's really healthy and helps create health in the body. That is one of the other effects of being in a high consciousness field is the flowing of subtle energies through the body, partially because there's more available there in the environment, but also, you know, there's some effects that we've seen that continue that flow, and the grounding is also a big help.